say, first of all, in clarification of my position, I have the supposed to be negative side of this debate. And I will read it to you as Brother Hogan did. Well, I read both of them so that you get resolved that you stick with me, Brother Hogan. Resolved that the scriptures teach that baptism in literal water of the penitent believer is essential to his salvation in this present dispensation of grace from past or divine sin. Now, I'm supposed to have the negative side. Resolved, this is my proposition, resolved that the scriptures teach that in this present dispensation of grace, the divine sinner is saved without literal water baptism from past or time sin. Now, first of all, I would like to say this. There is two dispensations involved in what we're talking about. To me, and I hope it is to everybody else, that's the dispensation of the law. Now, that was closed out. Christ come to fulfill. So he said in Matthew 5:17, I'm thinking of what he was talking about. But think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. But I come to fulfill. And verily, verily, I say unto you, that one jot or tittle shall in no wise pass from the law until it is all fulfilled. Now that's what he came to do, was to fulfill it. Now under the dispensation of the law, all of these carnal ordinances, every one, makes no difference which one you want to talk about, was under the dispensation of the law. Now I don't mean to confuse the Abrahamic dispensation, which was 430 years before the law. I don't want to confuse and mess that up with the law. Neither do I want to mess up the dispensation of grace with the law. I am saying physical water baptism under the dispensation of the law. When John the Baptist come along, or the forerunner of Christ come along and baptized, he baptized under the dispensation of the law in physical, literal water. That understood? If I wanted to be polytechnical about it, I would say, why did God send John the Baptist to baptize in literal water? You understand? I have to know how the purpose of God is carried out. I have to understand how it's carried out in all of these dispensations and ages. In other words, I have to understand the purpose of God from Alpha to Omega, or from cosmogony to eschatology. Now those words just mean beginning and end. I have to understand. Now, God declared the end from the beginning. He said, all of my counsel shall stand. Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. Now, it's not necessary to read. And then I want to tell you this. It won't be no necessity of Dr. Hogan or Dr. Kennedy or nobody else getting up contending for literal, physical things in this present dispensation. They're not here. You understand? This is another dispensation. Then I want to say this. And I would like for this to be made real good and clear. Paul was made a minister of the Gentiles. Yes, I know he preached to the Jews. Jews first. Nobody can show in in this Bible. I'm not talking about the book. Where God ever sent at any time before our sins under the dispensation of the law or under the dispensation of the grace, never sent nobody, not one apostle, to baptize no Gentiles in literal water. Not in the book. Yes, I know Peter down in the 10th chapter of Acts of Apostles commanded Cornelius and his household to be baptized in literal water. I know all of that. I'm not made to be stupid with what's written down there in the book. I'm here to discuss my understanding and his understanding of what is written in the book. Now before the law, I'm talking about Abraham, Melchizedek, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay. I want to get them both dispensations in. God had made a promise to Abraham that in his seed he would bless all the families of the earth. It is false contention. I had to cut these things up and make them short. Christ is the seed of Abraham. You understand that? And it is by faith in Jesus Christ, not only to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. It's by faith in Jesus Christ that a man is saved. That is the promise. God promised to save if you believe in Jesus Christ. That was a promise. You understand that? Christ was crucified outside on Golgotha. And it is by your faith in him being the seed of Abraham that God said he would save. So therefore we're saved by faith. Through grace, the grace of God. That's how we're saved. Not by no kind. And let me tell you this. While I'm here. And we might get the record straight. The children of Israel under the dispensation of the law. All of them I'm talking about. Moses led them out of the land of Egypt. They were all baptized in the cloud and in the sea. The 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul said. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be able. How all of our fathers were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. Now is that straight? Now Moses was sent to do that. Bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. And then after they went out of the land of Egypt, I have to cut it short. I don't want to go through the desert and all around that. I just want to get to Mount Sinai. And from Mount Sinai, God spoke and gave the commandments. That clear? That was on the 6th day of June. Same day of Pentecost. That was God speaking from Mount Sinai. It was God speaking from Mount Sinai. On the day of Pentecost. How? Speaking through those apostles. That's what that was. Now, God doesn't want which thing I have to learn. See? It is in your head, in your carnal conception, your ideas and traditions and opinions. It's not that. Do you understand? And I, right there, I'd like to say this. So some of you know something about my background. I was a holiness preacher in the Church of God for about 15 years. Had water baptism debate, taught it just like my opponent did. Believed it like he believed it. Taught it like he taught it. It's a one name. Now listen, you ask that we stay strictly on the subject. Is that right? Literal, physical, what about this? Is it essential in this present dispensation? I say no. Well, now if you're going to stay on water baptism, then don't mix it up, which he has already done since when he was on the floor, when he was speaking here. But it's apparent that he didn't know that that was what he was doing. I'll tell you something about it. The fifth chapter of Ephesians. The third chapter of Titus and the fifth verse. I want to read.
Husbands, love your wives.
Husbands, love your wives.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
Even as Christ also loved the church.
And gave himself for it.
And gave himself for it.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it.
With the washing of water.
With the washing of water.
By the word.
By the word. So what? Christ is the word of God. He did wash the disciples' feet in the 13th chapter of St. John. But he didn't do no baptize out there in any, or leaving any baptized any in the river Jordan. His disciples did, but he didn't. Now don't you try to tell me that Paul is talking about here in the fifth chapter of Ephesians, Christ baptizing somebody by saying, a husband love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for, that he might sanctify and cleanse it by the washing of the water by the word. Yes, he washed them, the disciples. That was under the dispensation of the law, if you please. Now if he comes to fulfill, as my worthy opponent said, he did. God said to you, why did you wash the disciples' feet then? He's fulfilling all that's written in the law and in the prophets. Then Moses, that wrote the law, took the commandments of God and obedience. That cut it short. Brought Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu to the door of the tabernacle and watched them in physical water and put on the men's garments before they could be ministers in the tabernacle or in the sanctuary. Now, if Christ is going to fulfill that, then you have to watch the disciples' feet. I mean, in water. Physical water. Literal water. You see that now? Now then, Moses. I have to go back here to get the continuity of thought again. If Moses was sent to bring all of Israel out of Egypt, because God had promised to deliver them out of Egypt. And all of them was baptized in the cloud, in the sea, and the mold. I'm talking about how the purpose comes down now. Then John the Baptist has got to come and do the same thing. Baptized in physical, literal water. He was sent to prepare the way of the Lord. That's what he was sent for. That was under the dispensation of the law. They were baptized in literal water. What's the significance of it in the first place? The baptism of repentance. See? What's the significance of the baptism of repentance? It's it wasn't any perfection that happened, it wasn't anything that had to have to divide up in. The subject sometimes is divided from the predicate. For example, suppose I quote the first verse of the sixth chapter. Say, what shall we say then? What are you talking about? That's what it says there. Now, if I want to know what he's talking about, I have to go and get the subject. Go on back in the fifth chapter and get the subject. Death reading from Adam to Moses after the similitude of Adam's transgression, even over them that had not sinned. Is that right? Well, he was a figure. A figure of him that was to come. In other words, he was the second Adam. In the first Adam, all died. So in the second Adam, all being alive, and anything that happened to the first Adam. Do you understand? It affected everybody, future generations and everybody else. Nobody wants to argue about that. Then anything that happened to the second Adam, who was a figure of him that was to come. You understand? One is a degenerate. The other one is a regeneration. You see what I mean? Yes, everybody, so say the apostles. And I'm talking about the apostle Paul. I remember one time we were discussing, and somebody got up in the back end of the church over on Adam Street and said, I said this. But I said then, I did not say it. See? Let's finish up this Ephesians thing first. Not Ephesians, but no. I'm talking about the fifth chapter of Ephesians. Husband, love your wife. Go on down and read it on down. And get the last two verses.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church. Mm-hmm. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
Okay.
That it should be holy and without blemish.
Mm-hmm.
So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies.
Mm-hmm.
He that loveth his wife loveth himself.
Mm-hmm.
For no man ever yet hated his own flesh,
mm-hmm.
but nourished it and cherished it, mm-hmm. even as the Lord the church.
All right. Just stop right there. Come here. Now I used to teach this. Like this. That Paul was talking about a man and his wife. Get it? Just like my opponent said. They call this the washing. Why? You understand? By the word. It was the washing of water by the word. Under the dispensation of the law. He did wash his disciples. And let me tell you this. Right when he was washing, or when they were washed with water by the word, the word said to them, if you don't believe it, I'll read. Well, you know not what I do now. But you shall know hereafter. Isn't that right? It was under the dispensation of the law before they got the Holy Ghost that they didn't know what it was all about. But after they got the Holy Ghost, they knew that it was the washing of regeneration by the Holy Ghost. And that's what Paul is talking about. That was not physical liquid water out there, and understand, baptism. I mean, that type of thing. Christ didn't baptize. The third chapter of St. John saved it. His disciples baptized, but Jesus didn't baptize none. That right? Now I want you to read the last two verses.
This is a great mystery.
This is a great mystery. This is a great mystery. Read.
But I speak
concerning. But I'm not talking about what you think. in the church. You see that now? Christ in the church. Now you can't find nothing nowhere in the Bible like Christ ever baptized anybody. That's just like we're discussing. You see what I mean? So don't go over there and try to read that. Say that's a physical, literal water baptism ministered by Christ. Don't say that. Now I want you to get Titus 3:5.
Not by works of righteousness.
Listen, let me tell you, it is not by works of righteousness. Not that at all. Now you're reading the Bible, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Now listen, you don't need to go and get no water and think that some works of righteousness you must do. God, it's not by works of righteousness. Would you please read?
Not by works of righteousness which we have done.
Which we have done. Now if you think going out there getting baptized is a work of righteousness and it's necessary for you to do it, it's not by that. Which we have done. Agree with you. But what is it?
But according to his mercy.
But according to his mercy. Read.
He saved us.
He saved us. You understand? You see that now? How is that?
By the washing of regeneration.
Now you see, you're right back at the same thing. And he's talking about that in Ephesians. By the washing of regeneration. And what?
And the renewing of the Holy Ghost.
And the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now that's how that is. See? You see that now? Now I want you to read somewhere else. So don't go messing that up with water baptism out there like that. Now I want you to get John 3:5. It's my phone that read it.
Jesus answered.
Jesus asked, talking to Nicodemus now.
Verily, verily I say unto thee.
Verily, verily I say unto you.
Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit.
Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit.
He cannot enter into the kingdom of
he
God.
He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now Nicodemus was one of the Sanhedrin council. He was a spy. Was a smart man. In the law and also in the testimony. Is that right? Or in the prophet. And he went to see Jesus by night. Well, I'm not going to have anything to say about him going at night. Of course, there was a reason for it. See? Now, this is under the dispensation of law. See? Wherein that John was baptized. And Jesus told him. Now, you go on out. You just might as well go on out. Get baptized, just like all. I mean, in physical, literal water. He announced your high standing. See, John was sent to baptize. In physical, literal water, Nicodemus. Now, except you be baptized in that water, you will never see the kingdom of God. That was under the dispensation of the law. He was talking to Nicodemus. And Nicodemus had to submit. Just like all the rest of them that John baptized. Now do you see that? Now I want you to see, and I want you to understand two important things. Number one, when Moses come out of Egypt, brought them Israelites out. I want you to know that not one Gentile was baptized in that cloud and in that sea as were the children of Israel. I want you to know that. Well, if that's so, then John the Baptist can't baptize no Gentile. Now you see that. Now that's nothing else but just repeating the thing over and over and over. God's purpose. Carried out, see? None were baptized under Moses. See, then there wasn't any baptized. Now that's a fact, that's a Bible fact. See? Now look. Listen. Pharaoh and his host pursues the children of Israel for the sake of explanation. Let's say they were Gentiles. And they went in to the Red Sea. Now I said Pharaoh and his host went into the Red Sea. What happened? Just got down it and you know it. Is that all right?
Yeah.
One just have to be.
See?
They died there. Now you see what happened to them? Now any time a Gentile, I don't care what dispensation, I told you that. Anytime a Gentile stays foot in any water, physical, literal water, at any time, that's out of harmony. Now it went on. Now it's where the opponent did. And said, Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. That's all it is. Is that right? That's the way it is. That's what he said. Philip did go down and preach Christ. That's all it is. Lots of healed down there from diseases and things. And Philip did have the Holy Ghost. Because Philip was a deacon. And they told him up at Jerusalem, when the argument or the complaint come up about the widows and orphans being neglected in the daily ministration, the apostle said, why did we stop preaching the word to serve these looky out 7 men full of the Holy Ghost? Why 7 men for 7 days in a week? So it's one for each day. Whom we may appoint over. Now, if we're not going to come down here, that's the apostle. Leave preaching the word to serve table, physical food. We sure ain't going to stop here and go down there and fool with dipping 3,000 folks in the water. The food is just as physical as the water, and the water is just as physical as the food. Now none of them got Samaria, never got the Holy Ghost until Peter and John went down there. And when Peter and John went down there, they were, is that right? The book says not one of them received the Holy Ghost in Samaria. I wonder why. When Philip went down there. Now you look straight at the purpose of God and what Jesus said. And then you can tell the difference. You tell why didn't none of them down there receive the Holy Ghost until Peter and John went down there. Jesus told them, you go back and tarry at Jerusalem until you receive the Holy Ghost. Is that right? And then you that man shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, not the deacons, not them. You shall be witnesses unto me. See? That's why they didn't receive the Holy Ghost until Peter and John went down. They were his witnesses.
He ascends to death after he raised from the dead. And Philip, there's nothing said about it. Philip being prayer.
You see what I mean?
See that now? And Philip went down, let's get this Christian name straight, too. Or baptizing in the name straight. That seems to be why we're all messed up at. I want to go right back. See, I don't want nothing else. I want to get what Dr. Hogan knew. See, I want John 7:38. Jesus talking, not me. Please read.
He that believeth on me.
Now Jesus said this. He that believeth on me. Now, I didn't say that. Peter didn't say it. Paul didn't say it. Jesus Christ said it. He that believeth on me.
As the scripture has said.
Now, as the scripture has said. Let us get that straight, too. See, because it's apparent that we don't even know what scripture is. And it's too divine etymological sense of the word. Scripture was written before Jesus was born. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Acts of the Apostles. The Epistles. See? In the true divine sense of the word, they are not scripture. In the lexicological meaning of the word, take a dictionary, Webster, or your newspaper. Anything, that's scripture. In that thing. You understand? Now when Jesus was speaking to them disciples, said he that believeth on me as a scripture, that he means according to the law and to the prophets. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the epistles, they were not written at the time he spake. And he spoke it under the dispensation of the law. And now you would believe on me as a scripture, that says, no tradition. Not as Paul says, not as Peter says, but as the scriptures back there have said. Because Peter and Paul weren't interested in anything. Had no mention. Is that right? Now you see through what I'm talking about? I like to clarify these things as I go. This is not a Bible reading contest. See? It's an understanding. That's the purpose for this debate. He that breatheth on me as the scripture that said,
Out of his belly
shall flow rivers
of living water.
Now this, when he Lord breathed on Jesus Christ, as the scripture has said, please read.
But this spake he
of the Spirit,
which they that believe on him should receive,
and they receive that on the day of faith of faith, please.
For the Holy Ghost was not yet
given. Now, when he said that, the Holy Ghost wasn't yet given. You see what I mean? And every last one of them that received the Holy Ghost and spoke on the day of Pentecost, there was just rivers of living water running that day. And better than 3,000 people were baptized in. And thereafter, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. That right? Now my opponent went back in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and expressed the great commission and said that Jesus said, Matthew 28:19, reach all nations. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on then. That's Gentile too. Now, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Is that right? Would you please read?
Baptizing them.
In
the name of the Father?
No, don't put it like that. Baptize them in the water. Now listen, do you mean to tell me that God, as Paul said, was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself? Now you mean to stand up and tell me if that's the truth, then he ain't got sense enough to tell him to go and baptize in water in the name, if that's what he meant. You don't see him about no water there. Go and baptize in the name. Now he's not what the apostle said. To baptize in the name means to baptize in water by the authority of Jesus Christ. It's not in the book. All right. In Luke, same commission, that remission of sin should be preached in his name. Beginning at Jerusalem. Is that right? Acts of the Apostles 4:12 says this. Peter said, there is no other name given under heaven whereby man can be saved, save in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you preach with the Holy Ghost in the name, you are baptizing them feet. In the name, not in the water. There's one more thing I want to call your attention to. Get out and tell in the second chapter of Colossians. See, and I just want to tighten this down real quick. I want my opponent to pull the lid off of the thing.
Beware, second Colossians 8 verse. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and
vain. Now you watch out, lest any man spoil you through philosophy. And vain deceit.
After the tradition of men.
And see, after the tradition of men, this is a man-made thing, baptizing somebody in water after. Somebody says, well, listen here. Didn't Paul baptize, what about the 18th chapter back and forth? Didn't Paul baptize the household of the second eyes of death in physical lips of water? Yes, he did. Then turn right around and wrote them people a letter. The first chapter of Corinthians, and said this, that Christ didn't send him to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Now you tell me, you mean to tell me that Jesus Christ was so angry until he sent out 11 men to baptize his wife, and yet one he didn't send to do that. Send to baptize in the name just like all the rest of them. Is that right? Then again, I want to say this. Since we're talking about the 10th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, where Peter commanded to be baptized. Is that right? But listen here. The Holy Ghost poured out God poured out the Holy Ghost on them people, both Peter and God in the water. I wonder why. You say? Well, Peter withdrew his statement in the 11th chapter. Of Acts of the Apostles. That then remembered how the word of the Lord. You see what I mean? What's there? You can't fix it. And then I want to tell you this. Now Peter went down and God sent Peter down there. You can eat the house. They were the first Gentiles to draw in. God is bringing in Gentiles. He might pour that Holy Ghost out on you, understand? God said, without them, then what? Because that's the way they promised Abraham. Now he's waiting in. That's right. And therefore, of course, I told him about Peter was just speaking. You see? See? Now, was God mistaken about it, or was he? See, he just ought to wait. Because John, them people was baptized, the Jews. John baptized before they got the Holy Ghost. See? It's a Gentile, see? And I want to tell you this, now that's about the Romans. In the 17th verse. And also in the 15th chapter of St. John, Jesus said, I'm through thy. Every person that's bad not true to me, said. His father took it away. Isn't that right? We can't argue with the fact that the done it for the sake of the law. It's both that. See? And the Gentiles, the Jews was broken off, and the Gentiles, the 11th chapter, and the 17th verse, was drafted in how to do that by faith.
Book, I'm told that Henry Clifford Kentley, D.D. Ph.D.
I wonder why he get his degree.
Anyone that issued him a degree, as far off as he is certainly off himself. It's a man just as illiterate as one who hasn't graduated from high school and call himself D.D. Ph.D. Ph.D. simply means a doctor of philosophy. But it certainly doesn't mean that connect with him. It must mean close hole digger. I'm trying to refer to me. I don't make any such claim. I wouldn't make a claim like that and get up and murder the king of English as he does. And as void of understanding as he is, to say that he's a D.D., a doctor of divinity, and a Ph.D., a doctor of philosophy. Out of all of it, all that I've heard, this is the worst. Now, just before he sat down, he said that he started to call Colossians 2:8, and he said, I want my appointment. To pull the lead off the thing. Brother, you're so right. I'm going to pull the lead off of what you say. I'm going to pull it off. Yes, sir. You're going to get your wish because I'm going to pull it off. Now, you said that God poured out the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost all those Gentiles before they were baptized. You say, I wonder why. Well, I'm going to tell you why. I thought you knew the Bible. Get me the 15th chapter of Romans, the 16th verse. Let's find out what. Get me the 15th chapter of Acts. I want you to start at the 7th verse and read it. And the Bible will tell you what. If you knew your Bible, you wouldn't wonder why. I don't wonder why God poured it out on them. It is to convince those Jews that the Gentiles accepted. Is that the Jews might accept the Gentiles. That's why Peter says, can any man forbid water? That these should not be baptized who receive the Holy Ghost of Wesley? Pour it out on them so the Gentiles, so the Jews would baptize the Gentiles. That is why, read it, the 15th chapter of Romans, 16th verse.
That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ.
That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ
to the Gentiles.
To the Gentiles. Baptism was given after John's baptism, after Christ died. John's baptism.
Jesus told his disciples back in 2019, go teach all nations, baptize in the name. That included Gentiles. That is given after John's baptism in India. I told you we're talking about the commission baptism. Well, I don't know about John's baptism. I didn't bring anything about John's baptism, upholding John's baptism. I know John's baptism ended at the cross and apart. Because a man that is mighty in the scripture didn't know John's baptism had passed and baptized the people under John's baptism. Baptized again. All of that did it.
Holy Ghost back.